news from the Trump economy front lines today. The Dow closed over 26,000 for the first time yesterday, 26,115, and a little bit of change. Other big news, Apple. Apple bringing big money home, said it will pay a one-time tax of $38 billion on its overseas cash holdings. And it will also ramp up spending in the United States as it seeks to emphasize its contribution to the American economy after years of taking criticism for outsourcing so much to China. The world's most valuable publicly traded company laid out its plans Wednesday in a statement that was full of big dollar figures. For example, Apple says it's bringing $30 billion in capital spending to the United States over 5 years. That it will also create 20,000 new jobs. The total includes a new campus, which initially will house technical support for customers, $10 billion toward data centers across the U.S. It will also expand from $1 billion to $5 billion, a fund it established last year for investing in advanced manufacturing here in the U.S. Now, the $38 billion tax commitment is the largest so far announced specifically and directly in response to the overhaul of the U.S. tax code signed by President Donald Trump December 22, 2017. That law includes an incentive for U.S. companies to bring home offshore holdings, with companies required to pay a one-time tax of 15.5% on overseas profits held in cash and cash similar assets. So there you have it. Apple bringing it home in a big way, big money for Apple. Let's see here. Let's go. You want the fake news awards, don't you? All right, let's go with that. Fake news awards. I'm gonna work from the bottom up. All right. He gave out 11 of these. Did the president? In fact, so big GOP.com crashed, froze it up last night. So many people wanted to see this just after 8 o'clock. It just went to its knees. It was over. Let's see here. The website asserting studies have shown that over 90% of the media's coverage of President Trump is negative. It called 2017 a year of unrelenting bias, unfair news coverage, and even downright fake news. The president had promised supporters that he'd honor the most corrupt and biased of the mainstream media. It was supposed to come out on January 8th to begin with, but here it is now. Number 11 on the list. In Mr. Trump's words, Russia collusion. Russian collusion is perhaps the greatest hoax perpetrated on the American people. There is no collusion. Interesting, it's all the way down at number 11. Number 10, the New York Times reporting that the Trump administration had hidden a climate change report. Number 9, CNN's report that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute Donald Trump's claim that he was told he was not under investigation. Comey actually did that 3 times. And remember, CNN does not do corrections, they only do updates. Number 8, Newsweek's report that the Polish First Lady did not shake Mr. Trump's hand, false. Number 7, CNN's report claiming a connection between Anthony Scaramucci and Russia, false. Number 6, CNN's video suggesting that Mr. Trump overfed fish during a visit with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Now, you saw that one, right? Mm-hmm. Number 5, the Washington Post, Dave Weigel, tweeting that Mr. Trump's December rally in Pensacola, Florida, wasn't packed at all and was almost empty. He took it hours before the actual event. At number 4, Times report, on day one, you remember this, day one, Time magazine reported that Mr. Trump had removed a bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office, that he had taken a bust of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. Day one, went viral, went around the world. Boom. Retweeted thousands, tens of thousands of times. False, fake, not real. Complete BS from the first get-go. No apologies, nothing. Number 3, CNN's report that the Trump campaign had early access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. False. Number 2, ABC News' Brian Ross and that bungled report on the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, the report where he said there was a direct connection with Russia of then-candidate Donald Trump, caused the stock market to dump 350 points, went into a deep dive. Then they realized, oh, it was President-elect Trump. Brian Ross got more than a month off for that, but he should have been fired. It was completely reckless, inexcusable behavior that affected the stock market. And number one on the list, the New York Times, Paul Krugman, an alleged economist, claiming markets would never recover from a Trump presidency, that there would be a massive crash, that a year after his election, the stock market would likely be under 10,000. Under 10,000 is what Paul Krugman predicted. We closed above 26,000 yesterday, folks. 26,000. Apple's bringing $38 billion home, creating 20,000 new jobs. Just the latest example of what's going on in an economy that is starting to chug pretty well and move along. The question is, how long can the Democrats ignore this? How long can the media ignore the fact that the economy is doing great? How long can they ignore the fact that there's a deal on the table? They can have everything they want with DACA. They can have legal residency or legal citizenship for 11 million people here that they're demanding. The Republicans are giving them what they want. All they have to do is end chain migration and the lottery for immigration and build a secure southern border and finish those three things. That's it. And they're balking at it, talking about bringing the government to a standstill, to a stop, shutting it down tomorrow. How are they going to run away from the truth? You have what you want on the table. Either you believe more in making sure U.S. military members get their paychecks next week, or you believe more in a person that's here in this country illegally. Which is it? Do you support the American military and the American people, or an illegal alien in this country? Which is it? It's 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.